The SoCal Sound Sessions are listener and member supported. Please consider becoming a subscribing member. Click subscribe now at the top of the SoCalSound.org and make sure to choose live sessions from the drop-down menu.
Hey, what's up, my people? This is Byron Gonzalez here for the SoCal Sound, here for another coveted SoCal Sound session. And today, I'm super happy because I get to welcome an amazing Canadian singer-songwriter, composer, and the owner and the creator of this brand new album called Our Roots Run Deep. I'm talking about Dominique Fils Aimé. How are you? ¿Cómo estás?
I'm great. Muchas gracias. ¿Y usted?
Muy bien. Oh, you're bilingual. Well, you're trilingual. I heard you talking some French in here.
Yes.
So, yeah, you encompass many languages. That's beautiful.
Thank you. I love languages, music being my favorite one.
Yeah. So she just did release this new album, and I'm here with an artist who there's intent behind everything that she does, whether it's the organization of the songs, the sounds, her vocals. Can you speak a little bit about where that, like, do you remember when you were young and when you wanted to create something like that? Was there ever like a spark?
Actually, the spark came way later in life because I have a bit of an atypical parkour. I was not in music at all. Like, I, you know, dabbled around in so many different things. I love so many things. I did some photo, studied philosophy, creative writing. I would be all over the place, you know. And then I was in psychological support for employees and working with autistic kids. And when I burnt out, I started using music as a form of therapy. And eventually I realized that my purpose, I knew my purpose, but I wasn't using the right tool. And that's when I figured, no, it's music. Music is the healer. This is the one way that we can actually reach people in a way that is deeper than just having conversations. It's straight to the soul, straight to the heart. So from that moment on, I just never stopped making music, first for my own personal well-being and in hopes that it could also do the same for someone else out there. And I realized that these frequencies, we can definitely put intention in it, just like every action that we take, but specifically music, there's something in it that takes and just soaks in the intention that you put so that it can reach the people in a deeper way. Yeah. So that's something I really appreciate and I feel lucky that I get to do.
That's great. And you even highlighted it on this album. I want to share this little quote that she put here. To the ancestors of yesterday and tomorrow, thank you for inspiring me and healing me today. That's amazing. And it also kind of speaks into what you did with your previous albums, your first three albums that you call your trilogy. Each album represents a different era in history,
yeah.
Musical history, by way of the African people and your culture, your heritage. How did those three albums prepare you for digging your roots for this album?
Exploring the first three albums and the styles, the musical styles and the emotions that were engraved in blues, jazz, soul, the goal was for me to find myself also through that because I knew they were all musical genres that I connected with and that they raised me and they made me feel, you know? Mm. And being able to explore that made me feel like when I reached this album, I realized I don't have to choose, really. I can just allow myself the same freedom that they gave themselves when they created. Mm. And that's, to me, the essence of jazz. So this is what makes jazz to me, at least. And just being free in creation and continuing the notion of telling a story, you know, sharing a bit more, being more vulnerable and open, going through them allowed me to now feel more comfortable sharing my truth and my vision of life and my emotions and all of these things I go through.
I can imagine. I mean, I'm sure you learned a lot through that process, but more so now because, you know, you are digging into your own roots. What would you say is something that stands out to you in this process that you learned about yourself?
How My roots are humanity's roots, you know, how much we're connected. I think that something we say often, so people will take it a bit lightly, but it is quite powerful. And the parallel between the way trees and nature works and us, like when people say, I'm going out in nature, it's like, you're nature too, we're nature. And we function pretty similar. I need water and sun, that's for sure.
That's true, yeah.
You know, some kindness and... the way trees communicate in a forest we didn't know before, but there's a whole underground network that is so complex, and they communicate very, very loudly and very far. So I keep thinking perhaps these connections that we didn't see before but were there might apply to humans as well on another realm that we don't see yet, so we can't, like, scientifically explain it. But it remains that we feel it. We feel connected. We know it's there. Yeah. So that was definitely one of the takeaways from this album and this process of meditating upon what I wanted to share and what message I felt was important.
Nice. That's beautiful. Yeah, I like that. That's why I guess you talk about roots in here, right? Yeah. Did that come as you learned about how trees communicate before or after the album or the album name?
I kind of knew or had a hunch before doing the album. And that's one of the things I love about music, is sometimes it's kind of channeling in a way, so it's not necessarily you. And you get information and it just feels right and it feels true. And later on, you have life sending you little things to confirm, yes, yes, it's true, it's not in your head. It's definitely, you were tapping into something that is gonna be validated later through life and things that you discover.
Nice. Well, you discovered a lot in this album. I the vocals, the percussions, everything. And, you know, congratulations on the news. I did forget to mention this. I'm sorry. But she just got nominated for a Juno Award. Her second studio album won the award. Now this new album is up for the next Juno Award. Congratulations
on
that. That's huge. And also another cool little tidbit, this album was recorded in Dolby Atmos. So for you, that's an artist that has intent and everything, that must have been amazing to be able to pinpoint like different sounds coming in and out and everything.
Yeah.
Did you know that you were gonna be recording for Dolby Atmos before?
It was in the talks, for sure.
Oh, wow.
But the great thing is the way I build music with all the vocal layers, and I always dreamed of them surrounding the person and being all around, so it's as if the technology now makes it even more possible. And it definitely impacted, and it's gonna keep impacting the way I allow myself to dream a bit bigger, because now it's like we have more tools to make it happen in a cleaner way, you know?
Yeah, that's amazing. I can't, I mean, I wish, I might have to just get Apple Music. What's it called? Product placement here, but I need to.
But it works without it, for sure.
Oh, perfect, perfect. I know that previously your albums were different colors.
Mm-hmm.
You got the primary colors, and now you're mixing, yellow and blue to make green.
Exactly, secondary.
So now you got your second trilogy coming on. Is there a short version of what you're trying to accomplish with this new trilogy that you're able to talk about, or if it's still in the works and you're trying to keep it secret?
I always have the guidelines in a way, and I feel like when you establish the playground to begin with, it makes it easier to be free inside that playground while remaining coherent. There is definitely chakras that have always been present in the way I conceptualize albums, but I never really spoke about it that much. But now it's a bit more obvious and open, because I think there was part of me that was scared of getting categorized, like, oh, you know, and then not being able to reach certain people because I would speak of terms like chakra or, but I feel like people are more and more open, and also that it's in my right to be more honest and open about who I am too and what I believe in. And there is no shame to believe in the universe, believe in love, believe in the fact that if we have a physical skeleton, why couldn't we have an energetic one as well?
Mm.
So it's part of the lineage, because they also have colors to each of them. So this is the heart chakra, for example, with the green.
Oh,
and I thought
cool.
It was a great place to start off, and that's gonna be all I see for now. Good. Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
I'll be back for the rest.
Well, I'm excited. You're leaving us on a cliffhanger. We're entering the musical universe, multiverse, if anything, of what is Dominique Fields at May. That's gonna be exciting, and we're gonna. I guess you're gonna dive in deeper to what makes you tick.
Absolutely.
And I just can't wait for that, especially sonically, because this was a sonically amazing album.
Thank you.
Now I want to get into some deeper roots of you. I want to know, when you were a kid growing up, what was like your favorite album that you would carry with you, you know, or put in your CD, Walkman, or listen to on your iPod everywhere?
There's a lot of them. My musical connection really started off a lot because of my sister. She was studying music, and she had an insane amount of music, so many CDs back then. And I would always go and just borrow, one at a time, you know, or two max. And I would listen to them over and over. And some of them I would listen once, okay. Move on. And others I would really, like, I found something, like a gold mine, you know. And I recall having that with B.B. King. Ooh, okay. The song Lucille specifically, it's like a story. And it's so long, and this guitar is talking back. My mind was blown. Mm-hmm. Aretha Franklin, for sure. Lauryn Hill, Miss Education, really impacted me because of the storytelling once again. I think stories always talk to me a lot, like albums that took the time to build something that you just want to listen to from beginning to end. Velvet Rope from Janet Jackson, Erykah Badu. All these people really left a trace in my musical growing up, you know, environment or atmosphere, like the soundtrack of my youth.
Yeah, well, talking about, now back to the album, kind of, because you said it like Erykah Badu kind of built the story, right? You're doing that too with your albums. You were telling me that at the end of each album, the last song, the last line, like leads up to the next album.
Yeah.
So now it's full circle. You get to do that now. Whatever influenced you, now you get to do it.
That's amazing. Cool. Music is magic.
That's awesome. What's something, now that same question, but in the now, is there like a new album that you are like putting on repeat recently?
So many. Masego's last album was a big hit. It really, you know, it came straight to my heart.
Okay.
Aza. A Sovereignty is an amazing one. Witch Project. Jamila Hoods. The playlist that we made, we listened to together, there's a lot of it in there. But yeah, I think these artists are the one accompanying me lately a lot.
Nice. What is, this one's really, you have to think about it hard. What is your favorite food?
Tacos.
Tacos?
Love LA tacos specifically, or Mexican for sure.
Yeah.
I love food in general. So that is a hard question, but my mind has been set on tacos since this morning. So tacos.
Yeah, you're gonna be only here for like a short amount of time.
Yeah.
So I hope you can get some tacos.
I will find a way.
Well, there's taquerias everywhere.
Yeah, that's why. I love it.
And I can see you're also a very deep and mindful person. I'm sure, are you much of a reader?
I love reading.
What's
definitely.
Like your favorite book, if you have one? Top.
Ooh, I don't know that I can answer that question. I read so many different things. I don't think I could. There's The Life of Trees lately that I really appreciated a lot because it was so connected where I was. I can't
choose. No, it's too hard. You have like a bookcase.
There's too many. L'Écume des Jours, I don't know what it is in English. Boris Vian was a book that was, since my childhood, really showed me how free you can be when you create, because it's like he built there was a piano that makes cocktails in it. You know, it was very visual and metaphorical, and that opened my mind to the fact that we're allowed to create and just use our imagination to the full extent. And that's the kind of book that left a trace.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Gotta check that out. I'll play this back and try to get that.
Check it out.
Do you have a favorite planet?
Favorite planet?
Yeah.
Well, the moon is my planet because I'm Cancer.
Okay.
And I'm always looking at the moon. I think it's fun to have the sun and the moon be, you know, night and day. It's like very poetic. I definitely connect with the nighttime, and I know it's not a planet, but you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the moon and the sun. Yeah, those two, my buddies.
Do you have what do you prefer, coffee or tea? It's coffee.
Oh, it's coffee then tea.
Okay.
Yeah.
In that order.
And then water.
Are you a morning person?
I do love morning, but it's cyclical. Winter, it's going to be night, and summer is morning because I want every drop of sunshine I can get.
Are you an active person? Do you like, it's like when you do morning, you're like going to go on a run?
No.
No.
No. I don't like to suffer.
There we go.
No, no, it's more I'm going to meditate in the sun, find a park, find a tree, find the sun, coffee, meditation. That's how the morning starts.
Is that also part of like your songwriting ritual? Do you have a ritual for songwriting?
There's no ritual per se. I allow creation and inspiration to just come through as I live life. And then it's going to be more of a meditative state, often at night, that I'm going to find myself in. And when I feel it, I just go in, all in, you know, and let it run its course. And that's a great thing about nighttime. You feel like you have endless amount of time.
Yeah, right.
Because you forget about waking up in the morning. So yeah, it's more of a night meditation ritual, I guess.
Nice. So you were just on tour as well. Do you have like a funny moment that happened to you during this tour that you're like, made you laugh out loud or made you feel embarrassed, maybe, if you're able to share that? Or maybe there was a close call, maybe you forgot your passport or something?
I have a very bad memory because there's so much happening. There's a lot of laughter, that's for sure. The band is a very funny one. Last night in LA, we had our show, and they decided to kind of play a prank on me.
Oh, no.
In the sense that I get on stage, and then I look around and I realize they all decided to put on the craziest nightshade, like sunshades they had.
Oh, what?
But they were like using each other's. So it looked funny on their faces. I was just like, what's going on?
Everybody.
No one wore me. Everyone, all the whole band was wearing sunglasses. No one told me. I was like, what? You should have told me. I would have gotten mine. But
that's cool.
No, that was cute. It was fun to look at them. It was kind of as if they were wearing a disguise, you know?
So, yeah.
Dressing up.
Just like putting you on out of whack for a little bit.
Exactly. Definitely did
but
that.
As an artist, you got that back and you like perform.
I mean, let's go. Let's do this. You guys looking cool.
That's wonderful. Well, Dominique, I don't want to take you too much of your time. I know you have a flight back to Canada to continue your tour.
Yes.
It's very extensive. And again, congratulations on your Juno Award. That's another great honor for Best Vocal Jazz Album, right?
Yeah.
I got it right?
Yes.
Cool. For those of you that don't know, Juno Awards are like the Grammys of Canada.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for paying us a visit.
Thank you for having me anytime.
Yeah. Again, we got our Roots Run Deep from Dominique Fils-Aimée. She's about to go in there right now. I was here for the sound check. It's amazing. So don't close the window. Make sure you subscribe while you're here and stick around for that performance. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
lost her anky on the ground. Resting my soul. I'm just a tree in the middle of a forest. We're not asleep. We're just resting our souls. Our roots run deep underground. Our roots run deep underground. Our roots run.
SoCal Sound sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Session hosted by Byron Gonzalez. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce. Edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.